From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. The race for governor is heating up. Governor Scott's likely Democratic challenger Charlie Crist released his first television ad last week. It's called Sunshine, and its focus is definitely positive. But mud is being slung in the campaign. Sometimes, though, it's kind of hard to figure out who exactly is slinging it. For instance, a radio ad that's been running recently accuses Crist of being in the pocket of the National Rifle Association and that he supported sentencing guidelines that appear to impact African Americans unfairly. WUSF's Craig Kopp caught up with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida to check those claims.
These radio ads come from a group called Progressive Choice, and among the claims the ads make is that Charlie Crist signed the nation's harshest marijuana laws. That's what PolitiFact put to the test. But before we get to that ruling, can you tell us who Progressive Choice Florida is? I mean, I saw them referred to in an Orlando Sentinel article as a shadowy group. What does that mean?
Well, the bottom line is because of their tax status, we really don't know who they are exactly. The contact information is a woman out of Baltimore, a businesswoman, but some people say that they're actually a Republican-funded group that has been attacking Crist ahead of the primary. They claim to be a very liberal group that prefers Nan Rich over Charlie Crist.
So we don't know who they are, but we do know what they said, and here is what they said again about Charlie Crist, that he signed the nation's harshest marijuana laws. What was PolitiFact's ruling on that?
Well, we rated that one mostly false. Now, in this case, there were a couple of laws that Charlie Crist signed. There was one in 2008 that really cracked down on grow houses, and there was one in 2010 that really kind of restricted what you could sell at head shops and where you buy pipes and bongs and things like that. But Florida, for a very long time, has had a reputation as a very strict state when it comes to marijuana laws, and a lot of those laws were in place before Crist came into office. He didn't sign all of those. When it comes down to whether or not he was in charge of them being the harshest, even how those are measured as being harsh, well, you know, that's not so clear cut. So we called it mostly false.
Does Florida have the harshest? You said that was kind of a gray area.
Make no mistake, you know, if you get busted with a certain amount of weed in your pocket in Florida, you're going to be in big trouble. But when it comes to how it compares to other states, it's really kind of apples and oranges depending on what you're talking about.
One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Josh, today, Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she made some news after the Supreme Court ruled that Hobby Lobby could not be forced to pay for certain kinds of contraception for their employees based on the company's religious beliefs. What Wasserman Schultz said was that nearly 60% of women who use birth control do so for more than just family planning. Josh, PolitiFact looked at that claim. What'd they find?
Well, we found her statement mostly true, and that's because she's looking at a statement from an institute, a Guttmacher Institute study that said that indeed in a survey, 58% of women said that they took the birth control pill for other reasons besides contraception, and that's for like regulating menstrual cramps or controlling acne. But only 16% of those said that's the only reason they took it. The reason we found it mostly true is, well, Wasserman Schultz is talking about the birth control pill. The Hobby Lobby case is about the morning after pill and IUDs, and those aren't really the same thing, so we knocked her down a notch for that.
That's Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida talking with Craig Kopp from our sister station WUSF in Tampa. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.